Hi, my name is Jane Dryden. Live here in Sackville, and I'm here today because, you know, the town was originally going to have a picnic today, and so some of us have talked about, you know, coming out in force, especially because we know there's a lot of momentum around the discussion of, like, maybe repealing the changes to Policy 713. A number of professional organizations have put out open letters and statements in the last few days, basically saying, like, the experts consistently saying, like, look, this is a bad plan, like, this doesn't make sense, this, you know, doesn't support the kids. And, you know, possibly violates their human rights, like just little stuff like that. And it sounds like there's going to be a motion tomorrow in the legislature by Susan Holt to sort of, you know, bring a proposal to repeal these changes. So because of the weather, you know, the picnic was postponed to next week. But we thought it was still important to come out, show some support, get some pictures out on social media, get any kind of message. We could, you know, I mean, ideally to Higgs and Hogan being like, look, we don't support these changes. But also to really to sort of help support those other folks who do have some power in the legislature and elsewhere who we know are like fighting against these changes to show them that we really do support them in that particular fight.
Hi, my name is Michael Freeman. I am a youth worker with the U-Turns program covering the Tantramar region.
Okay, and why are you here today?
I am here today because kids are afraid, and there's been a chilling effect. I've spoken with students, I've spoken with teachers, and I've spoken with school social workers who are all upset about this policy, but are afraid to speak out. And so I think it's great to see community members and allies and supporters and parents out, you know, trying to open up that space. In previous youth work roles, not working at Tantramar High School, I've worked with kids that have had to use Policy 713 because they've had teachers that have, you know, consistently used the name they don't want to be addressed by or pronouns they don't want to be addressed by. And when that policy was in place as such, they were able to take it and go to the school and say, hey, like, you know, Mr. So-and-so keeps calling me Billy and I'm not Billy. And there was a resolution, and this policy change is going to take that away, and it's going to make school less safe for people, and it's going to make it harder for kids to go to school. We want kids to be able to access education, and this threatens that access.
I just feel that Policy 713 protects privacy, and this province protects privacy in lots of areas, and it should continue to protect privacy in this area.
My name is Erin Bardua. I'm a local human being. I work with a few students. I'm a music teacher. I work with a few students of an age who would be affected by the Policy 713 changes. And, I mean, even if I didn't, I would value their right to exist and to determine what is told to whom about them. And this policy would be, well, as my sign says, it would be outing kids before they're ready, which is not safe and is not respectful of them as actual human beings, which they are. And it's the sort of thing that leads to a lot of danger for children. So if anybody is interested in actually protecting and fighting for children and their safety and their right to exist, then repealing the changes to this policy is extremely important.
My name is Julia Gill, they, she, and I know just personally how important it is to protect queer kids in schools, and also as like a queer adult to find places with other queer people to come together as a community. I think that we've seen a lot of negative motion within legislatures in Canada and in the United States, of course. And so it remains more important than ever just to kind of show support in the ways that you can and to push and hold people accountable for what they're doing to our youth. Because by every metric, hurting trans kids is hurting kids. And I don't think, you know, there's ever a time that hurting a kid is okay.
I'm Kieran. My pronouns are he, him, and I'm here today because I frankly don't understand why this is something that still happens. I don't keep up with politics that much, but when I saw this news, I was just confused. Like, why would the government? Because I see it as the government trying to impose their will, or I guess, I don't know if it's everyone in the government, but specifically the premier wants to impose his views onto everyone else. And also, they are deliberately not trying to understand why being queer, being trans specifically, is so difficult. I'm not trans myself, but and I can't imagine what any trans person, or let alone trans kid, goes through. So it's that willful ignorance that really gets to me. Like, they don't want to try and understand why these people feel the way they do and why it's right for them. They think it's wrong, and I don't agree with that.
I think right now, like, a lot of the kind of pushback that we're seeing to queer and trans rights is based on, like, fear of things being imposed on your child. Like, you see a lot of parents thinking, like, oh, they're transing our kids, you know, and they're, like, the drag queen story hours are indoctrinating our children, and, like, you know, these teachers talking about their same-sex partners are, like, indoctrinating our kids. But, like, it's really scary to see that, and, like...
Because you don't think that's true.
No, I mean, it's the other way around, you know. Yeah, it's you know, kids are... queer and trans, like, there are going to be queer and trans kids, and you can either let them be themselves and let them live in a way that is true to them, or you can try to squash that out of them and, like, make them feel like who they are is wrong, and that, like, you know, that they can't be who they are.
Those are voices from a gathering on Wednesday evening at Bill Johnstone Park to show support for the original iteration of Policy 713, which was recently amended by Education Minister Bill Hogan.